Mesechtes Bava Basra, Daf Chav, four lines from the top of Daf Chav of Min Aleph, and on Daf Yutesim and Beis, the Gemara started discussing dinim that are relevant to Tumas Meis, and as Tosis explained, that even though there doesn't seem to be any relevance between this sugya and our Gemara, however, as we will see on Daf Chav of Min Aleph, that the Gemara will bring down the case of Zroyim and the case of Melech, and those have shaykhis to our Mishnah, as those cause hezek, and there was a requirement to distance them three tefachim away from a joint property line. And as we know, a dead body is an avia avos hatumah, and if you have a corpse inside a structure, then there's a din of oil hatumah, and anything that is in that oil will become tameh and will become an avatumah. And we also know that if there is a room that is connected to the room, that there is a mason, then certainly if there is no access to that room, then the tumah would not go into that room, as the walls between the rooms are choitzes b'fnei hatumah. However, in a case where there's a chaloin, or there's some sort of an opening between the two rooms, and that chaloin is at least a tefach by a tefach, then the tumas meis that is in room A would travel through that window and would be metame anything that is in room B. And it is in regard to this din that we saw that Amar Rav Tuvi bar Kisna Amar Shmuel, that Rav Tuvi bar Kisna said over in the name of Shmuel, that rokok einu remayit b'chaloin, that if there is a wafer that is sitting on the ledge of this window, and if you take into account the thickness of the wafer, then the window would not be a tefach by a tefach any longer. You still have to disregard the wafer, since lemaisa, a person will take the wafer and eventually eat it. Therefore, a person would not be mevatel this wafer, and it's not considered part of the mechitza. Therefore, the window still has the measurement of a tefach by a tefach, and the tumas meis that is in room A will be bekas and go through the window, and anything that's in room B would still be tamei meis. And keep in mind that we also mentioned that not only would a wafer not be memayit to shir milahitzi tumah, but even if there would be an item that is a mekabel tumah, then that would also not be mevatel the shir, as lemaisa that item becomes tummy and therefore can't act as a chatzitza, and the tumah would go through that area. And our Gemara will now continue and bring a brisa, and the Gemara will ask multiple questions on Shmuel and go through the brisa in detail. And the Gemara begins Meisvei, that will ask a question on Shmuel from the following brisa, and this brisa discusses many items that are not mekabel tumah, and therefore they would be chayes b'fnei tumah, and they would minimize the share of a window and minimize the airspace of a tefach by a tefach. And we will first learn the entire brisa, and we will then explain why each item is not mekabel tumah, and therefore it could be a chatzitza. And then we will explain why don't we say the idea of Shmuel, that since lemaisa someone may take these items, therefore it should not be a chatzitza, and we should not look at it as if it's able to minimize the airspace of a tefach by a tefach of the window. And the brisa states, as sovim shetolshon v'nichem v'chaloin, if there's grass that was picked off the ground and it was placed in the window, or the grass wasn't picked and placed in the chaloin, but the grass actually grew into the window and it closed up the airspace of the window, or if you had a small piece of material that is not even 3 etzpais by 3 etzpais, or if there was a partially severed limb or flesh of a behemoth or chaya that was sitting in this airspace of the window, or if there was a bird that was resting in the window, or there was a guy that's sitting in the window, or there's a child that was just born and was born within its 8th month, and therefore it's a suffolk nafal and it's a suffolk chai, suffolk mace, va melech, or it is salt, or klicheris, or an earthenware keli, v'sefetero, or if there's a sefetero that's sitting in this airspace. And the Brisa tells us, kulam emaitim echaloin, in all these cases, they would minimize the airspace of the tefach by tefach area of the window, and we would now look at this window as if it's less than a tefach by a tefach, and therefore the tumos mace would not travel through the window, and it would actually be chatzitza b'fnei ha-tumah, and therefore anything that's in room B would not become tamei meis. However, the brisa continues, aval ha-shelig va-barad va-glid va-kfar va-mayim kulan eim ha-maitim v'chaloin. However, if there is snow, or there's hail, or there's frost, or ice, or water that is in this window, that would not be mayit the airspace of the chaloin, and the tumah would still be bekas, and therefore anything that's in room B would still become tamei meis. Before we continue with the Gemara's questions on Shmuel, let us just go through the brisa and explain why all these items mentioned in the Reisha are not things that are makabel tumah. So as we know, the only things that are possible to be makabel tumah are Adam, Kalim, Eichlu, Mashka. And as we already discussed, by Eichlu, Mashka, it has to have been previously Huchshel Kabel Tumah by coming into contact with one of the Zayim Mashkin of Yad Shach Adam. And let's go through all of the items. Asavim Shetoshim V'nichem Mechalayin or Olam Alein. So we're talking about grasses, and grasses isn't Michael Adam, and therefore it's not makabel tumah. Matlinish Ein Bon Shalosh is a small piece of clothing cloth and is generally not even roi to be used as a patch, and therefore it's not roi for an usher, and not even roi for an ani, and therefore it's not considered a beged, and it's not mekabel tuma. And a eviv abos hamududolim bebehim rebchaya. Rashi explains hamududolim shetlushin urim bemixas that they're still attached partially to the behema. Vabehema imedas etzel chaloin vaevil munachal chaloin, and the animal is standing next to the chaloin, and the eviv is taking up the airspace of the chaloin, as the eviv is actually resting in the chaloin. V'tnam ba'arva reitiv mitam and tumas eichlum imechaimon v'tzurichin hechsha ve'elu lehichshu, that even though generally an animal is not mekabel tuma, but an eviv of a behema that's partially severed would be mekabel tuma as long as it's hichshu mekabel tuma. However, Rashi explains our brisa is talking about a case where the eviv or basa would not yet hichshu mekabel tuma, and the brisa continued v'oiv sheshachem mechaloin, and as we know, animals and birds are not mekabel tuma, and I intase di maskha va if shakh ma khalain nir da asya fil ra meid am ka da shish bi khaim in isa isa li defil suk of li lakhlum ba voy. And in our braisa we state that the actual bird takes up the space and fills in the area of the wall, and it can be mamay bi khalain, and it could act as part of a wall. And Taisa explains the hinal in mi khitsa sart fakhim dafka avul hakhl in mamay bi khalain mamay bi khol da vishi vatlanu, that the only time that a may said that in is only to give an item a sham mkhitsa, but once you have an actual mechitza, then the bird could act as a filler, and it actually could take up the space, but it gave a din of tumas meis. And the brisa continues, and Rashi says, ein mekabel tuma, oivikchov is not mekabel tuma, and Tais brings down, oivikchov ein mekabel tuma, kenafkala mikro, reperk beiz din ozer, dechsiv isha shiitma, mitoich hakol, and yotza oivikchovim, she'ein loikol. And Tais points out, v'afaga v'chom asom, kezovim l'chol divreim, and although the chachomim were misakin that a goy has tuma like a zov, however, kibun rice lo mekabel tuma choitzim mifnei atuma lemaisa benegia, being choitzes in front of tumas meis, they are still able to act as a mechitza. And the brisa continued to ben shmoyna munach bechaloin, and Rashi states shareu keeven lo chayv lo meis, and it's not mekabel tuma vamelach. Rashi states lo mekabel tuma the lab oichlu ba'am peinafshe, as it itself is not considered food and is only a spice for a food. And klicheris Rashi states shachur l'tzad oil latuma, and we're talking about a case where the bottom side of the klicheris is facing towards room A, and as we know, a klicheris is only mekabel tuma from its inside and not from the outside of a klicheris, and therefore the klicheris doesn't become tame, and therefore it's chaytz b'fnei atuma. Finally, the sefer Torah is not mekabel tuma because it's not a kli, and the Yad Ramah points out that even though the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says that this one of the chestvarim that were geizer and they said it's metame yadayim, however, as we explain b'negei oivik kichavim, that since that's not a din deraisa, therefore sefer Torah could still act as a mechitza b'negei tumas hameis. As the Brisa stated, all these items would be ma'itim mechaloin. However, b'negia, sheleg, borad, glid, kfar, mayim, all of those would not be ma'itim mechaloin, even though they're not mekabel tuma. And Rashi explains, v'asheleg v'abarad, hoil v'nimukim me'aleim, im ma'itim, that since they will melt by themselves, therefore they cannot be ma'it the shear of a tefach by a tefach. And Rashi points out that although b'negia, sheleg, and borad, etc., we understand that those things could stand by themselves and they could be sitting in this window and taking up the airspace, but what is the case of the brisa where it talks about mayim, as mayim cannot sit independently on a windowsill, and therefore the case of the brisa where it mentions mayim must be that the water was in a kli. And Rashi says v'chi mayim shebekli holo v'minotal kli ein einu mifnei atzban ein matim mechaloin, that since if you would remove the kli, then the water would not be able to stand independently, so it would not be mayim mechaloin. And of course we would have to explain that this kli is a kli that is able to be mekabel tuma, as either it's a wooden or a metal kli, or it's a klicheres, and the facing of the klicheres was facing towards room A, and therefore the kli itself was not choytetz b'fnei atuma. And Taiz is bothered that why is sheleg not mekabel tuma, as l'chayr it should be considered like a meichel, and it should be considered like a food product. And Taiz says, aval sheleg mayrish l'chishel lo v'achila d'loy mekabel tuma, the chishel lo typically the avidavim mekabel tuma k'nemuchu b'mesechtes nida. And the Rishonim also asked in a gay mayim that all water is categorized as davim shem mekabel tuma, and if so, why does Rashi have to say that the reason why it's not Mamay Bechaloin is because it's in a kli, and if you take away the kli, the water would actually dissipate and would immediately fall off off of the wall, if lemaisa the water itself is mekabel tumah and therefore can't be chaytis b'fnei tumah. And the Taisus really explains that we're talking about mayim that originally were royal l'shtia and it became niskalkel after that. Therefore, she'in shemashka leim, it doesn't have a shemashka and it's not mekabel tumah. And the Gemara now continues that although we just explained that all these items are not mekabel tumah and therefore it's possible for them to act as a chatzitza and they can be mayim mechaloin, however, we still have to take into account the ruling of Shmuel, as Shmuel stated that if someone would actually take these items away from this area as they want to use it, then they would not be b'maitim mechaloin, and therefore the Gemara goes through all these items to show why someone would not take this out of the chaloin and would not actually want to use it, and therefore they would invite these items to the chaloin and it would be mayit from the space of the chaloin, and therefore the chaloin would no longer be a one tefach by one tefach area, and the tumah would not be bekas and would not go into room B. The Gemara now begins with this first question on Shmuel, v'asavim chazalu behemtai, that l'maisa someone may take the grass away from the window because it's roi to feed to his behemah, and therefore how could it act as a chatzitza? And the Gemara answers by frasta that we're talking about a type of grass that is actually damaging to an animal, and as Rashi says, it is poisonous for an animal, and therefore certainly you won't feed it to your animal. And the Bachri adds in that the Gemara now will ask chazir la'saka, that l'maisa someone may take the grass in order to use it as fuel for a fire, and as the Gemara answered on Dafyu Tesserim Beis, the Gemara once again will answer, Belachim, we're talking about wet grass, and therefore it's not going to be able to be used for firewood or for fuel. And the Bach doesn't state that the Gemara continues, but the Maisa, the Gemara and Dafyu Tesserim Beis continued, that still it's Chazi Lehesek Gadol, and the Gemara answered, Hesek Gadol Leishriach, and the Gemara continued with the second item of the 10 items that we mentioned in Braisa, Oishol or Malayan, or if you had grass that grew into the window by itself, and the Gemara asked, Kivin the Kashal Kaisal Shaklu, that the Maisa we learned in our Mishnah that Zroyim is detrimental for a Kaisal, so certainly one will remove this grass from the Kaisal, and therefore he was not mebatal the grass to the Kaisal, and how could it be Mamayat Bechaloin? And Amar Rabba Bechaisal Chuvah, and Rabba explains we're talking about a Kaisal of Ruin, and therefore he won't kick out the grass, as he doesn't mind if the grass is covering the window. And Rav Papa Amar Afilu Bechaisal Yishuv, and Rav Papa explains that we even could be talking about a Kaisal of a regular home that's still in use. Maisa, we learned from our Mishnah that the only time that grass or any zera is bad for a kaisel is only if it's within 3 tefachim of the kaisel, and therefore we could say that this grass was beboyin chutz mishleish l'chaloin, that the actual roots of this grass were 3 tefachim away from the chaloin, and then this grass grew to a large height and it went into the chaloin. Well, the maisa, since the grass wasn't planted within 3 tefachim of the kaisel, therefore it's not ruining the kaisel, and a person would not remove the zera from the window, and therefore it is mevatel the chaloin, and it is mevatel the shear of a tefach by a tefach. And as Taisus pointed out on Daf Yutessim Beis, that based on this line of the Gemara, that is why we bring this entire sugya. Gemara continues and asks Shmuel from the third case of the Braisa, Matloni Yishein Ben Shal Shal Shalish, or if you had a small piece of material which wasn't the size of 3 etzpais by 3 etzpais, and therefore it's not mekabel tumah. And the Gemara asks Chazulei Lekriya de Levusha, Lemaisa, this piece of material is ready to be used when someone rips their beged, and it will be used for a patch, and therefore someone will take it, and how can you say that's bottle b'negei the kaisel, and therefore it's memai b'chaloin? And the Gemara answers b'smichta that we're talking about a thick piece of cloth, and therefore it's not roi to be used as a patch. And the Gemara continues that even though it's a thick piece of material, b'chazal u'mana, that's still roi to be used by a blood letter, and it will be used as gauze in order to clean a wound. And the Gemara answers b'riska that we're referring to a piece of material that is as rough as a sackcloth, and therefore it will not be used in order to clean a wound, as that will scratch the person and it will make it even worse. The Gemara continues, Ibriska, if you're telling me that this cloth is so rough and it's like a sackcloth, she'im ben shal shalish, so why did the Braisa state that this material would not be makabel tumah since it's less than 3 etzba by 3 etzba? If l'chira she'im ben abal aboni boile, the actual shear should be even larger, as since the material of a sackcloth is much more inferior than a regular piece of material, therefore the only way that it's chashuv enough to be makabel tumah is it has to have an area of 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, and if it will be any smaller than that, it would not be makabel tumah. And the Gemara answers, Kein Riska, when we said that it was like a sackcloth, it doesn't mean it was the actual material of a sackcloth, but it was actually a better quality material, but it was similar to a sackcloth, that the material was rough, and therefore would not be used by a blood letter in order to clean a wound. And the Braisa continued with the fourth item, and the Gemara asked on Shmuel, how can you say that this would be chaytz b'fnei tumah, but akav azla, since the even the basa are still attached to the animal, so the animal may run away, and therefore how can you say that's bottled to the kaisel and bottled to the window, and the Gemara answers Bikshura that the animal is tied up and therefore it can't run away. And the Gemara continues that even though the animal may not run away, but Lemaisa, the animal has value, and therefore how can you say that the owner will be mevatla to this wall and to this window, but shachla, but ultimately the owner will shech this animal, and certainly Lefi Shmuel, it should not be memaya to airspace of the chaloin. And the Gemara answers Bitmeya is talking about an animal that's tame and not kosher, and therefore the owner will not shecht it. And the Gemara asks Masbel and Nachri that ultimately the owner still wants value from the animal, and he'll certainly go and sell it to the guy. And the Gemara answers Bekusha that we're talking about an animal that doesn't have value and it's so weak, and therefore no one would buy it. And the Gemara continues Pasuk Shadu Lelaklavim that Lemaisa, the owner, will go and cut off this partially severed limb or flesh and give it to a dog. And once again, the owner was Mevatla to the window, and how could the Brisa state that's Mimaita Mechaloin? And the Gemara responds Kivin Ikat Tzabal Chaim Loi Ovid, that since there would be Tzabal Chaim, therefore the owner would not cut off the partially severed limb or the flesh from this animal. Before we continue, let's point out two different points of Taisis. Number one, Taisis is in the third to bottom Taisis on the Amid, Chazal Kriya de Levusha, the Avagav the Amid Parakama de Sukkah, the Shabbos Parakal Kalim, the Pachas Mishal Shal Shalish, the Chazal Lilanim Vlelashirm, that any piece of material that is smaller than 3 atzbois by 3 atzbois is not Roy to Aniim or Tashirim, and it won't be used for a patch. And how could our Gemara say that this will be used for a patch? And Taisis explains that Vadi Loy Makabal Tumma, Kivin Loy Mitzalei, that certainly a person wouldn't put away this piece of material in order to use it for a patch, and therefore it won't be Makabal Tumma, as it's not considered a Kli, Al Mikal Makim Loy Mimayit, but even so, it would not be Mimayit, the Loy Mimvatalei, that a person would not be Mimvatalei, the Kashakalei Kimitstar of the Kriya Levusha, as ultimately a person knows that if I will eventually have some sort of need for a small patch, then I'll be able to use this together with other material to create a patch, and therefore you won't be mevatalit. And the Gemara just stated kiva deketzah balachayim, and Taisis asks v'im taima kula behim v'shakel v'shadil klavim, that why the Gemara say that there's a problem of tzah balachayim, and therefore he wouldn't sever the partially severed limb or flesh, but maybe he'll take the entire animal and throw it to a kelev. And I in Taisis how he answers this question. However, the Rashba simply states u'behim v'gufa nami ein derech l'harga k'dei litna l'kelev, that is not the derech to kill an animal in order to feed it to a kelev. And the Gemara continues with the fifth item, va'if sheshachem mechaloin, and a bird that was resting in a window. And the Gemara asks, parach v'azol, the bird will fly away, and therefore how can you say that it's bottled to the window? And the Gemara answers, b'kosher, that's talking about a case where the if was tied to the window and it couldn't fly away. And then once again, the Gemara asks, the lemaisa, the owner, will not leave the bird there, and shachle, and he'll shecht it in order to use it for himself. And once again, the Gemara answers, b'tamei, that we're talking about a if that's not kosher, and therefore we won't shecht it. And once again, the Gemara asks, Masmali Lanakri, he'll sell it to a guy. And the Gemara answers, Bekhanisa, that we're talking about a bird called the Khanisa, and that bird was not Chashiv and wasn't something that people would eat or people would sell. And the Gemara asks, Yavli Lanuka, the Lamaisa, you'll take it out of the window in order to give it to a young child in order to play with the bird, as Rabbeinu Geshem explains. And the Gemara answers, Bimisarit, that you're not going to give it to a young child, as the bird will scratch a child. And the Gemara asks, Khanisa Loy Misarta, that this Khanisa doesn't scratch, and therefore, how can you say they'll scratch a child and you won't give it to the child as a pet? And the Gemara answers, Kein Kalisa in Chinami, once again, we're not talking about a bird that was a Kalisa Mamish, but we're talking about a bird that's similar to Kalisa, that's not Roy to be sold, not Mamish similar to Kalisa, as a Kalisa doesn't scratch, and this bird does scratch, and therefore it won't be given as a toy to a child. And the Gemara continues to discuss the sixth item mentioned in the Braisa, and once again, the Gemara asks, that how can you say it will be Mamait Mechaloin if Koiva Azol, if the guy will get up and leave this area? And the Gemara answers, Bekafais, that the Brice is referring to a case where the guy was tied up and therefore can't leave. And the Gemara asks, Asi Chavre Sharile, that his friend will come and untie the guy. And the Gemara answers, Bemetzera, we're talking about a guy that's a Metzera, and no one will want to go next to him and untie him as it's contagious. And the Gemara continues, Asi Metzera Chavre Sharile, another person that's also Metzera will come and untie the guy, and therefore, how can you say it is Mamait Mechaloin and he's bottled to the Chaloin? And based on this question, the Gemara states that when we said he was kafus, Ela b'chavushi malchus, we're talking about someone that was tied up because he was arrested by the government, and therefore no one would have the chutzpah to go and untie him and release him, and therefore at least for the period of time that he's tied up and he's in this window, he will be mevatel the airspace, and he will be memait mechaloin. And the Gemara continued with the seventh item of the Braiso, ben shmoin amunach mechaloin, if there was a child that was born and he was only born in the 8th month of the pregnancy, and therefore it is a suffix if he's an Eiffel, as a suffix chai, suffix mace, so this child is bottle, and therefore it's memait mechaloin. And the Gemara once again asks, asi ime darile, that its mother will come and lift up the child and take the child, and therefore how can you say that a mother will be mevatel that child? And the Gemara answers, B'Shabbos, that was specifically talking about a case that this baby was lying on this wall and in this window on Shabbos. As Tesis states, V'ayir b'goyses shiyomas koydim shiyetzah Shabbos, and we're talking about a child that is so sick that he won't even last until the end of Shabbos. V'omas shiyom te'kvu rasai, and we know that the din is that you have to leave it there, and it's considered muksah, and you're not allowed to move it. And the Gemara states that Tanya, as we learned in the Brisa, ben shmoina hareyu ke'even v'osel tatlu b'Shabbos, that if you have a child that was born within the 8th month of its pregnancy, then it's considered like a stone, and it's usul to move it on Shabbos. Avol imoy sheichalav u'meni kasim pleyasakana. However, a mother could bend down to the child and can nurse this child on Shabbos, because otherwise it'll be a sakana to the mother, as the mother's milk will back up, and that will be very painful, and potentially could lead to a sakana. And Rashi Masechtas Yevamah states, sakana shneim haben va'im shel yer b'cholav hadavdin v'tionis v'tamos. And the Ritva brings down Pirush Ri, the afagavdolim mevatel el l'Shabbos bilbad, that even though in this case this child is only going to be there for Shabbos, and it's only bottle for Shabbos, as after Shabbos certainly the mother has a right to take the child away from the wall, and therefore maybe we should say that even on Shabbos it should not be considered bottle to this wall or to this window, and it shouldn't be mamayit b'chaloin. However, the Ritva explains that kim v'mevatel legamri machmas isa mir tu lo isa yamir, that l'maisa, since you mevatel it for today, therefore at least for today it's considered bottle, and it is mamayit b'chaloin, and if there would be an item in room B on Shabbos, then that item would not be tamei and would not be makabel tumas meis. However, in a chenami on Sunday, that same item would be makabel tuma, even though it's in room B. And the Gemara continues with melech, which is the 8th item listed in the brisa. And the Gemara states chazilei that lemaisa someone will take it as it's ready to be used in order to place on food. And the Gemara answered b'mirta, we talk about salt that was very bitter, and therefore someone won't use this for their food, and they won't be adding it to their food, and therefore they're mevatel to the window. And the Gemara asks chazilei, certainly even melech b'mirta can be used in order to process hides and to tan hides, and therefore it would also be taken away from this window, and why is it bottled to the chaloin? And the Gemara answers the Ispei Kaisi, that we're talking about melech that was mixed together with thorns, and as Rashi states, the Ispei Kaisi v'yisru to his yadav, and when mixing together the salt and put it together with the skins and with the hide, you'll actually scratch your hands, and therefore a person won't use this to tan their hides. And the Gemara continues and asks, keeping the kashal kaisal shakla, that l'maisa we saw that melech was listed amongst the items in the Mishnah on Dafyud Zayin and Aleph that is bad for a wall, as it's Moisef Hevel, and therefore certainly the owner will not be mevatel to the wall, and he'll remove it from this area. And once again, we see a connection to our Mishnah on Dafyud Zayin and Aleph, and the Gemara answers the Yasva Chaspa, that in the Chinami the salt was actually resting on a piece of earthenware, and therefore it wasn't damaging the wall, and the owner will leave it there. The Gemara continues and asks, Chaspa Gufa Teichatz, that if the melech is sitting on a piece of Chaspa, then why did the Braisa state that the reason why it will be Mamayat Bechalayin is because of the salt? If a shot of earthenware is not a keli, and therefore it's not Mekabel Tumah, and the shot itself should be Mamayat Bechalayin. And we continue on Daf Chofa and Beis, and the Gemara answers the Les Bash Yura, and Rashi says, V'havi Kamanda Lesa, and therefore it's not considered, and therefore it's not considered as if it's here at all, and it can't be Mamayat Bechalayin. And as the Gemara continues, that there is a shear for a shot of earthenware to be considered a Dovah Choshev, and in order for it to actually have any effect on being Mamayat Bechalayin, as we learned in the Mishnah Masechet Shabbos on Daf Pei Beis, which is discussing various items as to the shear that's considered chashuv enough in order to be chayiv, if you might see this item may shus l'shus on Shabbos, and in order to be chayiv for itzah deraisa. And the Mishnah is discussing a piece of cheres, which is a small piece of earthenware which is not roy as a kli, and therefore the shear in order to be chayiv for itzah on Shabbos is gelitim being pasul chaveri, and the only time that's considered chashuv enough that you be chayiv for itzah is only if the shard can be used in order to stabilize shutters, and they replace a piece of cheres at the top of the shutter and the bottom of the shutter in order to give stability to the slats of wood that were used as shutters. And Ayin Rashi in Masechet Shabbos on Daf Pei Beis, who explains this a bit differently, and he explains that would use small shards as levelers in order to level out the various amudim and various beams, and these shards of earthenware were also used to level out pieces of material that we use for tiles or used as floor beams. And the Gemara continues, Kli Cheres, and the Gemara discusses the 9th item mentioned in the Braisa, that if you have an earthenware keli, then it'll be Mayit Bechaloin. And the Gemara asks, Chazilei, that certainly a person will remove the Kli Cheres as he's going to need the Kli Cheres. And the Gemara answered the Matanif, we're talking about a Kli Cheres which was very dirty, and therefore he won't use it. And the Gemara asks, Chazilei Mana, that's still will be used by a bloodletter in order to catch the blood. And the Gemara answers the Menachiv that it has holes in it, and therefore it's not roi to be used, and therefore it's mamay bechaloin. And the Gemara continues with the 10th item, Sefer Torah, that a Sefer Torah will be mamay bechaloin. And once again, the Gemara asks on Shmuel, Chazilu Mikra, that it's still roi to read out of the Sefer Torah, and therefore certainly the owner of the Sefer Torah will come and take it away, and therefore how could it be mamay bechaloin? And the Gemara answered, Babalu, we're talking about a Sefer Torah that was worn out, and we know that it's also to use a Sefer Torah that's puzzle, and therefore certainly the owner will not take the Sefer Torah. And the Gemara asks for Bayi Gniza, Lemaisa, you have to be going as a Sefer Torah, and certainly remove the Sefer Torah from this window, as it's not covered to leave it there. And the Gemara states, Shamtei Gnizasa, that over there in the window will be the place that they will actually leave it, and therefore it's Mamay Bechaloin. The Yad Rama actually is Gurus, the Omar that the owner actually stated, Shamtei Gnizasa, and he himself was Mevatel the Sefer Torah for this area, and therefore it's Mamay Bechaloin. The Ridva states, when the Gemara says, Shamtei Gnizasa, Pirish Achei Lepnai Lugainze, that certainly is not covered to leave a Sefer Torah in a window, and this can't be a proper Gniza. And the Gemara means that it will be Mamayat HaChaloin until the point that you actually take it away and you do a proper Gniza by burying it together with the Talmud Chacham Uchiyotzeboi, the Afagab Dolim Vatalei HaChaloilam, and even though you're not being Mavatal the Sefer Torah forever, however, Mikol Mokim Ada Hu Zimna Dum Vatalei Mamayat Kivin Machmasiso Uchimokim Gniza Mashvilei, and therefore this is similar to the case of a baby on Shabbos. The Gemara continues, Amurav Rav states, by Kol Eis Mechitza Chutzmin Melech V'Rav, that you're allowed to use any material to make a Mechitza aside from salt or fat. And Rashi explains, Mepnei Shamelech Mispazer, as salt will blow away and will scatter, V'Rav Nita Kishim Mischamim, and when you heat up fat, it will actually melt, and therefore it will liquefy, and it won't remain in this area, and therefore you can't consider a Mechitza, U'Shmuel Amar Filu Melech, and Shmuel states that you could even use salt as a Mechitza. Rabbeinu Geshem explains that what type of Mechitza are we referring to, and he explains either we're referring to a mechitza that's being used in order to be mevatel tuma and to be chaytzu b'tnei tuma, or it's referring to a mechitza b'negei Shabbos in order for someone to be able to carry in a rishus yachid. And the Gemara states, Amar Rav Papa v'loy pligi, and there is no machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, hab melech sedaimis, hab melech hashtreiknis, that Shmuel is referring to melech sedaimis, which was thicker and heavier than regular salt, and therefore it won't fly away and won't scatter, and therefore can be used as a mechitza. And Rav was talking about melech hashtreiknis, which is standard salt and is much lighter, and therefore it would scatter away, and that's why it can't be used as a mechitza. And the Gemara continues, V'hashtam Rabba, Ois Adam Shnei Tziburim Melech, Meneach Lehem Kaira. Then now that we learned from Rabba that a person is allowed to make two piles of salt, which will act like a pillar, and he could then place a beam on top of that, and we consider that that Kaira is stable enough to be considered a Kaira for Negeya Mavui and Shabbos, and that would act as a simon and allow the Bnei Mavui to carry in the Mavui. And as we know, there's an Issud Rabbanon to carry in a Mavui, and the only way that you're allowed to carry on Mavui is either through the use of a Lechi and a Kaira. And Rabbi explains, Shamelech Mamedes as a Kaira, Vakaira Mamedes as a Melech, as the salt acts as a support for the Kaira, and the beam acts as a support for the salt. And even though generally salt scatters and flies away, however, the weight of the Kaira will make sure that the salt doesn't scatter, and therefore the salt can be used as a support for the Kaira. And therefore, we could say that Rabbi Shmuel and Achaylik, as a Filu Melech Hashtreiknis, as even we're talking about regular salt, v'loy pligi, and there's still no machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, hadekakira, hadelekakira, as Shmuel is referring to a case where there was a beam on top of the salt, and therefore that's been maimed the salt, and that's why it could be used as mechitza. However, Rav was talking about a case where there wasn't a beam on top of the salt, and the salt will scatter, and therefore you can't use the salt as a mechitza. And although Rashi mentioned that we're concerned that the salt will scatter and the salt will fly away, however, Rabbeinu Geshem actually states that we're actually concerned that maybe the rain will actually dissolve the salt, and therefore he explains b'negei kaira that the magenis alam and agashamim, that the beam will also protect the salt from rain and it won't dissolve. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah machikin and serichayim gimel nashechav shein abam min arechav. Reuven has to distance his millstone 3 tefachim from the wall of his friend, and that 3 tefachim is measured from the lower millstone, which is the same as saying 4 tefachim from the upper millstone, as the radius of the upper millstone was an additional tefach over the lower millstone, and therefore every upper millstone was actually 2 tefachim wider than the lower millstone. Therefore, when measuring the distance from the upper millstone until the wall, it would actually equal 4 tefachim. And the Gemara begins, my taima, and what is the reason that you have to distance your rechayim is mishum tirya, is based on vibrations. And Rashi understands that these vibrations are caused when you're using the millstone and when the upper millstone grinds against the lower millstone. And the Gemara asks, but tanya, bel shechama shleishim min strobel shein abba min akeles, that when using a smaller type of millstone, which instead of being powered by water or by other energy, was powered by a donkey, so even though it's a smaller millstone, it still has to be distanced 3 tefachim from the lower area of the millstone, which will be 4 tefachim from the upper area of the millstone. And lemaisa, the Gemara's question is that we know that it is a much smaller millstone and doesn't cause vibrations. And as the Gemara states, hasam itiria ikka, and why would you have responsibility to distance it from your friend's wall? And as Rashi states, rechayim katanim v'kalamein vein akaka mar bilgulai. And the Gemara continues, and we won't be gerus toward Ella. And the Gemara answers, mishum kala, that in chanami, even though it's a small millstone, there is still vibration, and that is caused based on koil. And Rashi explains, yesh mefarshim kala nagas chamar, that some explain that this refers to the person that's urging the chamar to work and turn the millstone, v'yesh mefarshim kala rechayim, and some explain that it's the sound of the actual rechayim. And we just explained this Gemara like Rashi, and it would work out very well based on the Gemara and after Chesam and Alf that stated that Tiri Kashal Kaisel, that the reason why Rechayim damages a wall is based on vibration, and Ein Chanami, even according to the Maskanis HaGemara, it's based on vibration. However, Ein Tap Taisis under the Chesam and Alf that he is Gerus in HaGemara, El Mishum Kala, and therefore Taisis explains, Afag Abdel Kaman, Hodbe Mitaima de Tiria, that even though in our Gemara and Afchofen Reis, we actually are Hoda from the original reason of vibration, Umafarish El Mishum Kala, Mikamakam Nakle Hacham, Mishum de Mikora, Habibayla Fushi Taima, Mishum Tiria. Then Taisis brings down the Gears of Rashi and the Gears of the Rashba, who is firm to Legasi Ella, Asi Shaper Hacha, that he Gears of Tiria, Vikola Chataimu, that in the Chanami, the Gemara was never Chayza, that the Hezek and damage that will occur from a millstone is based on vibrations. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the last din of the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Mishnah stated, Vesetana Shleshim and Akalia, Shein Abba Min Asafa, that you have to distance your stove 3 Tvachim from the bottom edge of the platform, which is the same as saying that you have to distance your Tana 4 tefachim from the top edge of the platform of the tanner. And the Gemara states, Amabaya Shmamina, Kali the Tana Tefach, and we see from our Mishnah that the lower area of a platform for an oven is a tefach wider than the upper area, and Nafkamina Lemekachamemka, the Nafkamina would be that if Reuven is selling a tanner to Shimon, and that tanner includes a base, then the base has to be built in this fashion, and the bottom of the base has to be a tefach wider than the top of the base. And Ayin Tezi Dilam Asra Shmamina, Kali the Tana Tavach, Vahodlai Kabinamil El, the Lemaisa, we should have also said the same idea, Shmamina, Shechad Rechayim, Nabin Tavach, Lefisha Poshlehem Echoya, as this was an everyday item, and therefore was Poshet to them as to the standard structure of a millstone, and therefore the Gemara did not have to say it. However, the Gemara did not have as much knowledge as to the standard Tanner in those days, and therefore the Gemara explains that this proves that this is the way to actually build a Tanner. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and let us just point out that there's a difference between a Tanner and a Kira. A Tanner is a larger oven and is much hotter and retains a lot more heat, and a Kira is a smaller oven and retains less heat. And our Mishnah begins, L'yamin adam Tanner b'techa bayis, elm kin yish al gabav goyva abba amais, that if someone has an oven in their house, and even if they don't have an upstairs neighbor, they have to make sure they leave enough space above the Tanner that it doesn't become a fire hazard. And the Mishnah tells us they have to leave 4 amais of space above an oven, as the fire of their ovens would come out of the top of the oven, and therefore the fires would shoot up, and you had to make sure that the fire did not catch onto the ceiling, as that would cause a major fire, and in those days the fire would spread from one house to the other. And as we will see, the Mishnah doesn't say that there's a difference between a Tana and a Kira, and the only time that we will actually make a chilah between a Tana and a Kira is as far as the bottom platform of the Tana or Kira. And it could be that the Mishnah felt that there is no difference between the space that is required above a Tana and a Kira, as Lemaisa, the fire that's coming out of a Kira will still shoot up, and therefore, as we know, the heat rises, and therefore, even by a Kira, the shear is 4 amais. Although Rashi states that this is not relevant to any shufim, however, Ein Rabbein Geshem that states, If the second story belongs to your friend, and therefore it seems to be a din of shufis, and doesn't seem that this requirement would apply if Reuven owns both stories, as that would not be his problem, and he doesn't have to be concerned about potential hezek that will happen to his next door neighbors. And the Mishnah continues, if you're placing a tana in an upper story, then there's a requirement to have a 3 tefach area for a platform, or by a kira, you only need a tefach, as that's a smaller oven, and therefore you don't need 3 tefachim. And once again, Lefi Rashi, this has nothing to do with shutfim, and as long as someone has a home, we want to make sure that it doesn't cause a fire, and there is no fire hazard, and therefore we require him to build a platform underneath the tanner and underneath his kira. The Mishnah continues, Vim Hizik, Mishalam Asha Hizik, and even though someone actually is machik his tanner properly, or his kira properly, and he followed the dinam of our Mishnah properly, and he actually was machik his tanner and his kira, and even so, if his tanner or his kira causes a fire and it damages his neighbors, then he will have to pay for the damages. And Rashi says, Va'afal pikein, and even though it will be chayiv to pay, ma'akvin lav ashkenim l'hachach b'chol ashirim alolu, that his neighbors could still force him to distance his ovens based on the shirim that we just mentioned in the Mishnah, shami yadlik b'teim ve'eloi ma'alashalim, as even though Reuven may taina that if it causes a fire, I will pay you. However, they could say back to Reuven that we don't want to have to rely that you will pay us, as number one, we'll have to take to your bezdin, and number two, potentially you won't have money to pay us, and therefore we want you to follow these safety restrictions that Rabbanan instituted. And the Mishnah continues, Rab Shimon Omer, Lo Amru Kol Shirin Ha'Iglu, Elam Shem Hizik Patam L'Shalim. Rab Shimon argues with the Tanakama, and he holds that once Rabbanan instituted these takonis and these shirim, therefore if someone follows these guidelines, then he was not Pesheya, and it's considered Oynis, and therefore if this causes a fire and damages his neighbors, then Reuven will be Patam L'Shalim. The Mishnah continues with another din, and we already explained this din on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and we explained that it was the derech of people that they would actually make their place of business in their homes, and therefore the Mishnah tells us, Lo yiftach adam chanushal nachtaymen v'shal tzaboyin tachas eitzari shechaveri v'lei rafas boko, that if Reuven and Shimon own a house together, and Reuven has a right to the first floor, and Shimon owns the second story, then if Shimon already has a storehouse where he's storing his wheat, his oil, and his wine, then Reuven cannot open a bakery or a dye factory underneath the storehouse, as a lot of heat and a lot of smoke is generated by a bakery and by a dye factory, and that will ruin Shimon's tefuah, shemen, and yayin. And similarly, Reuven cannot use his first floor as a stable, as that will cause bad odors and bad fumes, and that will also be detrimental to Shimon's tefuah, shemen, and yayin. The Mishnah states, be'emes amru b'yayin etiru avolei refes baka, that l'maisa we paskin, that even though a person has a storehouse of wine, that Reuven can make a bakery or make a dye plant under Shimon's wine warehouse, as that will actually not be detrimental to the wine. As Rashi says, she'ina oshin koshel yayin. However, the Mishnah tells us that Reuven could still not make his house into a stable, shareya koshel yayin, and as Rashi says, that the bad odor is going to be bad for the wine. Gemara begins and asks a question on a Mishnah, that our Mishnah we mentioned that when making a tana or kira on a second story, you have to create a platform by a tana that's 3 tefachim thick, and by a kira that's 1 tefach thick. And the Gemara asks a steer from Braisa, as Batani, we learned to the Braisa, betana bo, v'kira shleisha, that a tana requires 4 tefachim, and a kira requires 3 tefachim, and on Mabaya, kitani hi, b'nachtumin, that in a chenami, the Braisa is referring to a tana that's used by a baker, and therefore it has to be thicker, because the heat is that much stronger, and that's why a tana would require 4 tefachim, and a kira of a baker would require 3 tefachim. And as the Gemara explains, the tana didan, that our ovens, as well as the tana that is spoken about in our Mishnah, is kikira tanchumin dami, is similar to the kira of a baker, and that's why a kira of a baker requires a 3 tefach base, and the tana of our Mishnah also only requires a 3 tefach base, but in chenami, a tana that's used by a baker, which is much hotter and retains its heat that much more, requires a thicker base and requires 4 tefachim. And ayin tesdi umasal tana didan kikira denachtaymin dami kol echad hayoisa tana shaloi kafi ma'ashayi ratza gadoloi katan, everyone will make their tana as they wanted and as they desired, either larger or smaller. However, the cures that were used by bakers were all the same, and they were bekeen in their shira, and afkamina would be for mekachamemka. And if Reuven says to Shimon that I'm going to sell you a cure shanachtaymin, then he has to follow the shira that we just mentioned. And the Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah, lo yiftach adam chanushal nachtaymin v'shal tzabayin tachas eitzar shachaveri v'lei refes baka. And Tana, we learned to the Braisa, in my refes baka kudemus la'itza muta, that if the stable, or as Taisus explained on Daf Yud Ches Min Aleph, or the bakery, or the dye plant, was already there prior to the warehouse, then Reuven is not required to move the bakery or to close his dye plant or to close his Rafis Bakar. And let's keep in mind that the Gemara Daf Yud Ches explained that even according to Rava, that generally holds that one has to distance their item that will be mazik their friend, even if the item that they will be mazik is not yet there and the din is lo yismoich. But specifically regarding our Mishnah, the Braisa tells us that the din is different, as Lemaisa we're referring to someone's home, and therefore we don't restrict his use as much as we restricting the use of his field. And also Ayin Taisis on Daf Yud Ches Amud Alef that explains that according to Abaya, this din that we're mentioning from the Braisa would also be applicable to any other din that we mentioned in the previous Mishnayos, and the din is that it could be Samech as long as the person did not yet have his item there and there was no potential that you would be mazik him at the time that you actually place your item in that area. And our Gemara continues, Boy Abaya, Abaya had the following Shaila that we just stated, that if the person did not yet have his Eitzer, then you have a right to go and make this bakery and you can make your dye plant, etc. Abaye asked that what would be the point that we consider that Shimon already had a warehouse in the attic and in the second story, that at this point it would be also for Reuven to open up a Chanush Shel Nachtayman or Shel Tzabayin or Rafis Bakar. And Abaye therefore asked, Kibud V'ripetz Lo'itzimau, what would it then be if Shimon went and cleaned out the second story, he swept the area out very well, and this way he was Megal Adas, that he was about to use the second story as a warehouse, and then Shimon gets nervous that potentially he'll be restricted from using his first floor, and immediately he goes and opens a Chanush Shel Nachtayman or Shel Tzabayim or Rafis Bakar. And Rashi explains, Kibud V'ribeitz Gagur L'Tzerich Ha'itza L'Hispik L'Hachnas L'Tfua, and he didn't yet bring in the Tfua or his Shemen or Yayin Asher Pasel Zechanus Tachtov Mi'avik Kodem L'Itza. Do we say that Shimon actually beat him and therefore he has a right to keep it there, and it meets the criteria of the Braisa that in Ha'yosu Rafis Bakar Kodemus L'Itza Muta, or Yidilma, what do we say, the Kibud V'ribeitz Havik Kodem and therefore would be usher. And the Gemara continues with another shayla. Let's say Shimon did construction and he built windows in his upper story in order to make sure that it was air and circulation, and he's megal adas that he wants to use this area as a warehouse and as a storehouse for his tfua, yayin and shemen. And as Rashi says, the goli daitel shelo itza hu asoy sheikonisli avish leyirkav tfua, and would Reuven now be restricted to build his refus baka, or lemaisa, since Shimon did not yet store his grain or his wine and shemen in this area, therefore it's not considered Eitzah yet, and therefore there would be no restriction, and Reuven can still build his Rafis Bakar. And the Bach takes out the next line, and we continue with the next Shaila, Bona Ali Agabe Beisu Mao, and Rashi explains that you built an extra floor on top of your rooftop, V'regilun Hayu Livne Shem Aleitzah, and it was normal for people to build an extra room on top of their second story in order to use it as a storehouse. And the Shaila is, Intim Slaim Rebu Chalainus Lavak Damahu, that even if you're going to tell me that by building windows that that's not considered Hakdam, what would happen if the entire building that you just constructed was in order to create a warehouse? And maybe in that case, even though you did not yet bring your wheat, wine, or oil into this space, it would still be considered as if you built your warehouse, and therefore Reuven would be restricted and would not be able to build his Rafis Bakar, or Dilmor, that even in this case, Reuven would still not be restricted, as Lemaisa, you didn't start using the warehouse. Rashi seems to be learning all of the Shailas of the Gemara based on Intim Salema and Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem. But again, the second shayt let states the imtim salima hoil the kibbut ribbit zeh le yiftach idach refus baka hav kami boilon, that we have a shayla but again ribbit chalonis, and it's a bit tzarech bia how to understand the imtim salima of the Rabbeinu Geshem. Keep in mind that based on the way that Rashi learned the last shayla of bon ali al gabi besai, so it's mashma that even though there's a second story that actually separates between Reuven's refus baka and Shimon's oitza, that even so, if Shimon built a warehouse on his third story, then Reuven would not be able to build the Rafis Bakar on his first floor. And the Gemara ends off Teiku, and we are in Peshiti Shailis. And of course, if we learn the Gemara based on Intim Slema, potentially we will paskin based on the first few Intim Slemas. And the only question that we would not Peshit was the last Shaila. And the Gemara continues with another Shaila. Let us say Reuven actually placed dates and pomegranates in the warehouse, but he didn't yet place Tfuah or Shemen and Yayin. Would we consider that he'd already built a warehouse, and therefore Reuven's restrictions would come in place, and he wouldn't be able to build a Refus Bakar? Or do we say that since he didn't use it for wheat, wine, and oil, therefore Reuven would not be restricted? Rabbeinu Geshem understands that Tamri and Rimoini are different than wheat, wine, and oil, as Havla is not mazik Tamarim and Rimoinim, and heat is not mazik dates and pomegranates. Ein Rashi, Tamri and Rimoini, Hichlisham Tamarim and Rimoinim, Mihavi Ascholas Oitza, Oidilma in Oitzel, Betfu, Viayim Veshamen, and it's mashma from Rashi that Rashi understands the idea of an Oitza is something that is placed somewhere for a long period of time, and certainly you don't place fruit fruits in our Itzah for a long period of time, and therefore the only way that Shimon could create a warehouse is only by placing Tvua, Shemen, and Yayin, which are kept in a warehouse for a long period of time. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the last part of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, Be'emes Amru, B'yayin Atiru, Avolei Refes Baka. And the Gemara states, Tanam, we learned in Braisa, B'yayin Atiru, M'peshim Ashpichai, that the reason why we matter by Yayin is because the heat of a bakery or the heat of a dye plant will actually be Mashpich the Yayin. However, V'lei Refes Baka, M'peshim Ashpichai, as the Maisa makes the wine smell, and certainly that's not good for the wine. And the Gemara states, Amr Basif, the Rabbeisif explains that although in the time of the Mishnah that the wine would be Mashpiach through smoke and through heat, but Heidi done, but our wine, I feel Kutra de Shaga, Nami Kashle, that even the flame of a small candle is also bad for our wine, and therefore the halacha that we just stated of Be'emes Amru, B'yayin Atira, Avolei Refes Baka, would not necessarily be true nowadays, and we have to look at every situation differently. And the Gemara states, Amr Sheshes, Vespasta Karefes Baka Damya, that if you have an area where you keep a spasta, which was food that was Michael Behema, and then Rashi says, and it becomes hot and it causes a terrible odor, and therefore it'll ruin the yayin and shemen and tvua, and therefore Baal Bayis is now a place of spasta in his home if Shimon already has a warehouse on the second story. And keep in mind this idea that we mentioned, that things are based on the situation. So the Rashba says, Venerly Gamkin, the Tanur and Shalanu, Shapiska Manatsad, so nowadays we would not have to create an area that's 4 amis above a tanner, as our tanurim do not have the fire going above it, but instead it comes out the side. And all that is required is Gimel Tvachim, and we will stop over here.